Thunder Bay. The St. Ignatius Falcons didn't allow a goal all season and their record remained unblemished until the end. The Falcons on Thursday scored 5 first-half goals and keepers Cooper Yesno and Jacob Domit kept the slate clean once again, leading St. Ignatius to a 5-0 championship game win over the St. Patrick Saints to earn the Northside School a third straight high school boys soccer title, but their first since 2019. Striker Francesco Scopicasa scored twice and earned an assist to lead the offensive onslaught and said it's a great way to go out, with just 5 or so weeks left in the high school chapter of his teenaged life. It's my last year, so it means a lot with a great group of guys here to get a win, Scopicasa said. I'm so happy I was able to play this year. I was only able to play my grade 9 year. So it's good to get a win here. The Falcons were dominant from start to finish in 2022. Not allowing a goal all season long, a streak that continued against the Falcons, earning them a spot at next week's provincial championship in London, Ant. This was a great group of guys and we had a lot of chemistry here. We all like playing together and we knew we were going to win. We had all the confidence, Scopicasa said. Still, it took a few minutes for the Falcons to get their offensive engine in gear. The problem for the Saints was once it got going, it was Ferrari good. Alex Iasa opened the scoring in the 7th, burying a pass from Scopicasa behind Jacob Domit, who allowed all 5 St. Ignatius goals before giving way to Cooper Yesno to start the second half. Levi Swearingen doubled the St. Ignatius lead in the 23rd and Rob Hathazi, who last fall helped the Falcons win a senior football crown, pounded home a rebound in the 30th to give his side an insurmountable 3-0 lead. And yet the goals kept coming. Scopicasa netted his first of the evening in the 38th minute, going in alone on Domit, and closed out the scoring in stoppage time, slamming the ball home off a free kick. There was definitely a little bit of nerves at the beginning of the game. It's the final, but we were able to come up with the win, which was nice, said Scopicasa, who plays for the Thunder Bay Chill organization and plans to attend Lakehead University next fall. St. Ignatius coach Frank Iani said it was a true team effort on Thursday at Fort William Stadium. He was especially proud of how the Falcons continued their shutout streak. We preached defense. It's hard to beat a team that doesn't get scored on. You can talk all you want about the goals you put in the other team's net. But when you don't let them in, you become a very difficult team to play against. As time goes on, over 2 halves, you become more difficult to beat. So this year, I'm really proud of the guys, Iani said. Everybody bought into our defense and our team shape and made it really tough for teams to create any chances against us. It was the 18th win in 21 years for the Falcons.